From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andrew Yost. Regulators in Missouri are ordering more safeguards and a backup plan at the Bridgeton landfill, where smoldering waste sits near discarded nuclear material. The Missouri Department of Natural Resources says temperatures have gradually increased over several months near a line of equipment meant to control the fire's spread. An underground smoldering fire has burned for over 4 years in the southern portion of the closed landfill. The state and the landfill's owner, municipal waste services giant Republic Services, have been able to keep the fire thus far from spreading to the north end of the landfill. It's important to regulators and Republic because the North Quarry is connected to the radioactivity-contaminated West Lake landfill. Republic has maintained the fire is under control. A Missouri board has approved $15 million in tax credits for a new St. Louis football stadium, part of a push by the state to counter efforts by the Rams owner Stan Kroenke to move the team to Los Angeles. The Missouri Development Finance Board voted for the credits Tuesday as the first step in a potential $50 million tax credit plan over 3 years. The approval came despite pushback from Republican Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder, a board member who is running for governor. Republican Representative Jay Barnes of Jeff City also spoke against it. He and other lawmakers are suing to block the state from taking steps to finance a stadium without legislative approval. The tax credits represent a small chunk of the $998 million cost of the project. The city of Columbia will stop burning coal at its power plant in mid-October. City officials say the decision is in response to several new environmental regulations. The plant produces about 6% of the city's power supply. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports city officials cited a new federal law that limits the volume of pollutants the city can release from the plant. Federal regulations also stipulate that the city won't be able to operate its two coal units at more than 10% capacity after January. Another law changes the way coal ash is handled. Power plant officials say the city is considering changing one or both of the two boilers to burn biomass. If that is not feasible, the two boilers will be retired. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development has awarded $24 million to St. Louis County to aid community betterment projects in distressed areas. The award was announced yesterday in Clayton by HUD Secretary Julian Castro. He also announced another $2.4 million to help North St. Louis County communities damaged by tornadoes and storms in 2013. The $24 million from the HUD Communities Development Block Grant Program will establish a loan pool for things such as housing improvements, entrepreneurship support, and increasing transit options. St. Louis County Executive Steve Stenger says much of the money is expected to go to North St. Louis County, including Ferguson, where economic disparity became a focal point during unrest that followed the fatal shooting of Michael Brown by a police officer last year. I'm Andrew Yost, KBIA News, Columbia.